I'm Tina Andrew, and you are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices. Today's guest is Ruben, who is here to tell his story as an artist. Hi, Ruben. I'm glad to have you here in the studio with me.
Hi, Tina. I'm honored to be here. My name is Ruben Urrea Moreno. I'm a Chicano artist, Tucson native. My grandparents are both from Mexico. My mom was actually from Nogales, and my dad is from Sonora. And actually, they migrated here from Puebla. But I grew up in South Tucson. I'm currently at Arizona State Museum as the senior preparator, which is basically in charge of making exhibits come to life. I take the curator's script and I bring it into the physical world with cases and wall mounts, object mounts, all kinds of fun stuff. You know, I never imagined I would work at a museum. By trade, I was in the sign industry. And in that industry, you learn how to work with every kind of material, from welding to carpentry to digging. When you break a water line, you got to become a plumber. You learn every type of material. And when the museum job came about, it was just, I checked all the marks on top of being an artist. And that's one of the main things, is you have to be really creative, come up with ways to engineer and fabricate ideas that are just abstract ideas. And like somebody says out loud, say, I would like to display this textile floating from the sky, you know, like, yeah. And you have to come up with a way to do that.
That's great. Good for you. That's amazing. So how long have you been an artist?
You know, you don't realize you're an artist when you're little. You're creative and people notice that you're creative and your friends know that you can draw things that they can't. So then they ask you to draw things for them. But knowing that you're an artist is actually like embracing it too and like deciding to really cultivate it. I think that if it hadn't been for my weekend visits with my grandmother, she really gave me all the tools, and she would bring me coloring books and crayons and markers, and she planted the seed that there's this part of me that needs to create, and I just yearned for it. Every weekend I'd go and I would play with toys, but then I would draw and I would paint and I'd color like all weekend long.
That is so cool. And what is your most recent work that you've created or are currently working on?
One of my biggest achievements actually would happen this year. That would be the Three Sisters mural downtown on Congress on the neighborhood bar and grill, which changed names recently. I don't know the name, but it's across the street from the Monica. And it's a huge mural. It's like a 3-story tall building. It was a huge undertaking, really intimidating, but it turned out beautiful. And I'm like really proud of it.
With that location, are there any other areas around Tucson where folks can go to see your artwork?
Yes, me and a group of artists redid the Tucson mural on Stone and Speedway. I did the letter S on the Tucson. It's a commentary on border politics and immigration. And if you live on the south side, I have an interior mural at the Fry's there that I'm pretty proud of. You know, Pepe, he's the DJ here at KXCI.
Yes.
I love him. He commissioned me to do a Lalo Guerrero mural. Lalo, if you don't know, is the godfather of like Chicano music. He wanted me to do a mural for his home. Oh, one more. There's a portable mural on La Estrella Bakery on South 12th Avenue.
Well, thank you for sharing your story and for being here with us at KXCI.
Thank you.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices, featuring Ruben Urrea Moreno, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. To hear the full conversation and other episodes, go to kxci.org.